a situation where you don't necessarily have the type of family support that many people do. A lot of histories of trauma there. So when you imagine taking away someone's home base, so not just family connections they have, but also like where they put their head at night, it makes it really difficult for them to be able to navigate some of the obstacles that the young person has to kind of go through. And so by providing them with a safe space to drop in, really it's a place for community and connection, a place to feel seen. And when you're dealing with the types of things they're dealing with, maintaining hope is so important, and isolation really jeopardizes that. And so when they come to us, we provide them with, you know, basic essential needs. So we give them a snack for the day, you know, a couple snacks. We try to help them access the resources they need to sort of improve their situations, because while there is a ladder of intervention that can be accessed, so for instance, you know, yes, there is housing potentially available. There is, you know, access to a supportive income. There's a number of steps that have to happen before that even can be accessed.